Hi everyone. Today we're going to look at how to share and sync with Evernote. This is what programs like Evernote excel at. Let's take a look. Syncing from any application is automatic. With Evernote for desktop, you can change your sync options in the tool menu under Options. This includes the frequency. The Sync button allows you to manually sync your files, and the Activity button is where you can view your recent activity. When you pop open a window on the web, the file is saved first in that window and then uploaded to the server. If you are impatient like me, you can reload your home page. On your mobile device, there is an icon in the bottom left corner. Now, let's look at sharing. If you click the share icon at the folder level, you can either create a public link or collaborate with individuals. You can import your Gmail contacts into Evernote for greater ease. If you choose the collaboration option, you can limit access and allow contacts to preview the file without logging in. Once your contact accepts the invitation, they can then edit the folder. Sharing a note gives you slightly different options. The display is a little different on the web or on your desktop, but the choices are the same. You can email the link. This does not give access to the file. It will appear in the body of the email. You can also share a note via Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. This creates a public link that anyone can share. The final option is to create a URL link on your clipboard that you can copy and paste. If sharing a link no longer seems like a good idea, you can easily stop sharing the URL. On the desktop application, you can choose Stop Sharing or Sharing Properties. On the web, use the link option. As you can see, syncing and sharing is easy with Evernote. Collaborating on folders is a snap. We'll cover other features of Evernote in future videos. Thanks for watching.